And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
In other news, the new technological wonder called Novabox has taken the town of Odyssey by storm. Novacom Broadcasting reports that over 80% of Odyssey households now own Novaboxes, and according to Community Relations Representative Martha Carmen, the number is still growing.
I've got it.
What?
I think I know what the shopping list means. Greasley chips, fizzy cola, and birdhouses are selling like crazy in Odyssey.
So?
So why would Novacom care what people buy? Why write about it in their top secret emails?
I give up. Why?
Because they're tests. Novacom is using their box to see how much they can influence people's buying habits.
They went to all this trouble to sell a few products?
No, they're tests. Don't you see? They're testing in small ways to see how powerful the Novabox really is. This ties right in with Eugene's study on radio and brainwaves.
Interesting theory, but I need proof.
I can prove it to you.
How?
Have you heard of Glenn Claremont?
Doesn't ring a bell, no?
Well, he's running for county commissioner. His opponent leads in the polls with almost 80% of the vote. Claremont only has 10%.
What's your point?
Claremont's gonna win.
What? That's ridiculous.
Claremont's name has been on this disc. If my theory is correct, Novacom will send signals through the Novabox to get people to vote for Claremont on Tuesday. If that's true, he'll get the office, and you, Agent Borland, will get your proof.
Charles.
Monica, what are you doing here? I didn't send for you.
How much do you know about the Novabox?
How much do I have to know? It's going to revolutionize the entire...
Save the sales pitch. Tell me what it really does to the brain.
I'm not sure I'm following.
Does the process reverse itself?
Reverse itself?
Don't play stupid with me.
The technology is not perfected.
What does that mean?
We've seen some deterioration of skills after a period of time. It's a small setback. We're working on the problem.
Who's working on it?
Monica, I believe you've been paid in full for your services. Leave the rest of it to us.
Nobody's working on the problem.
Now, Monica...
You don't care, do you? As long as you can get people to do what you want, you really don't care. You're not interested in changing people for the better.
When did I ever say I was? Oh, I had no idea you were such a romantic. Oh, dear, you're not going to tell me you're doing this for some high moral reason.
You're finished, Charles.
Don't be too quick to threaten or accuse. Your hands aren't the cleanest around here.
You'll see just how dirty my hands can get.
Don't do anything foolish, Monica. I have a lot of incriminating evidence about you that the police would love to see.
Just try it, Charles.
And in a surprising turn of events, yesterday's election for county commissioner proved the polls drastically wrong. Glenn Claremont celebrated a landslide victory tonight over incumbent Parker Phelps. Analysts have been stunned by the unprecedented reversal of voters' opinions as the long-shot Claremont raced to the lead in all the exit polls.
Check out the headlines. Claremont won by a landslide.
I heard.
So what do you think of my theory now?
It's the theory we always suspected and hoped wouldn't come true. Novacom has figured out how to use their box for mind alteration.
So what's next? How do we stop them?
We go through the proper channels. I'll get subpoenas and search warrants. And I'm sure the FCC will want in on this. No doubt they dodged some broadcast regulations when they tested the Novabox.
Subpoenas? Search warrants? You must be kidding me.
What do you think we're going to do? Storm the castle? Bring in the cavalry? This is a democracy. We follow the law.
Meanwhile, what happens to the people of Odyssey?
Mitch, we do everything by the book.
How boring.
Boring or not, we have to make this case airtight. Now get back to work.
Well, excuse me for saying so, but while we're in here filling out paperwork, I hope somebody's out there doing something to stop Novacom.
This meeting of the Wonderworld Detective Club is now called to order. President Alex presiding, Vice President Cal is... Vice Presiding.
Thank you, President Alex.
You're welcome, Vice President Cal. Do any of our members have anything to declare?
Alex?
Huh?
I'm the only other member here.
Is that what you want to declare?
I guess so.
Thank you, Member Mandy.
Will you stop talking so loud?
Oh, sure. Which brings us to our first order of business, Vice President Cal.
Thank you, President Alex. The time has come to take action. The Nova Box is evil and must be stopped.
You're right. Innocent people all over Odyssey bought incredible numbers of birdhouses and junk food. They can make us do anything. Today it's birdhouses, but what about tomorrow? Are they gonna make us enjoy homework?
No!
It's time to stop the madness.
You're right.
How?
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 Well, we'll have to unplug them.
You're going to sneak into all the homes in Odyssey and unplug the boxes?
But wait, unplugging them doesn't do any good.
There's nothing you can do. This meeting is silly. I'm going home.
Well, maybe they have one really big plug we can pull.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, at the tower.
The tower?
We'll unplug the tower. The one on Tom Riley's land. That's where all the satellite dishes are pointing. If we can unplug the tower, then we'll unplug the boxes.
You're right. But how are we gonna unplug the tower?
Easy. We just climb up and start pulling out the wires.
Excuse me, but I think we're definitely getting into dangerous territory here.
Climb the tower?
Sure. Why not?
That's crazy.
I second that.
It's the only way. You can either come with me or stay at home, but I'm going tonight. Make that tomorrow night.
Good morning, Agnes. Brought you some wildflowers. Pretty, huh?
Excuse me. Who are you?
Agnes. It's me, Tom. Your husband, Tom Riley.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Riley. I don't know what became of me.
Agnes, what did you do to your hand?
I don't know.
Well, you burned it. Oh, good grief. You left the stove turned on high. This pot's about to melt. Here. Oh, look out, Agnes. All right, now. Now, let's get some burn on that hand of yours.
Oh, thank you. And after that...
Yes?
I think it's time for me to go back now.
Go back? Go back where?
Home.
But you are home. You mean Hillendale?
Hillendale. Yes. Please take me back home, Mr. Riley. Will you?
Well, hi, Whit. This is a pleasant surprise.
Hello, Jack.
Is everything all right?
No. No, it's not.
What's wrong?
I need your help. I feel like we've done everything we can in this fight against Novacon, and we keep losing.
I've sensed that, too.
Jack, could you gather some people together to pray?
Oh, of course I can. Joanne and I have been praying all along. But I'm curious.
About what?
Why did you decide to come to me now?
Well, Tom called. He had to take Agnes back to Hillendale.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm going out to see him now. But that's not the only thing.
What else?
I can't escape this nagging feeling that we haven't even seen the worst of it yet.
Oh, Whit. I feel like such a fool. I was completely duped by those Novacom people. And you tried to warn me, but I just wouldn't listen.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Tom.
So hard on myself? Do you realize what I did? Agnes is worse off than ever. Oh, she doesn't even recognize me anymore. I've lost her, Whit. I've lost her.
That's an awful thing to go through, Tom.
Well, it's just cruel. That's what it is. Downright cruel to me and to Agnes.
I know.
I've got no one to blame but myself. I'm the one. I let him do it.
Let who do what?
I let Novacom put that tower on my property. I'm just sorry they ever came to town.
Well, some of us are trying to put a stop to it.
Well, Whit, I tell you...
If I could, I would pull that thing down. I swear I would with my bare hands. I swear I would.
Cal!
I knew you'd come. Here, take this walkie-talkie.
I'm here to stop you.
Yeah, sure.
I mean it, Cal. This is one of those kids don't try this at home moments. You're gonna get hurt.
Check the walkie-talkie.
Testing. One, two.
Cal!
You wanna go home? Then go. But I'm tired of waiting for somebody to stop Novacom. Why can't it be me?
You're a kid.
Big deal. I'm going up. Leave the walkie-talkie by that tree if you're leaving. See ya. Are you still hanging around?
Yeah. I can see you loud and clear. Or something like that.
I can see you too. I'm almost at the top of the tower now. Whoa. I can feel this thing swaying.
Be careful up there.
I'll be alright. Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
There's some guy running down the hill.
Did he see us?
No. I don't think so. He's in the woods now.
You better hurry. It might be Tom Riley.
Okay. Made it! Hey, Alex, I'm at the top.
Hurry, will ya?
Huh? This is really weird.
Alex, you're not gonna believe this.
What?
Hey there! Who is that?
Hold on, Cal, somebody's coming. It looks like...
Alex, is that you?
Hi, Mr. Riley.
What are you doing here? You have to run away. Run!
What? Why?
The tower, it's gonna blow! Now get out of here, hurry!
But Cal, he's up on the tower!
Oh no. No, give me that thing. Cal, get off the tower! It's rigged, it's gonna blow up!
Blow up? I'm coming.
Run, Alex! Run as fast as you can!
But Cal!
I'll get him! Now go! Go! All right, you're close enough now to jump. Jump from right there. You can do it.
I'm coming.
Ow! My ankle.
Here, hold on to me. Let's go now, come on. Let's go. Careful.
Tom,
Whit?
I got here as fast as I could. Are you all right?
I think so. I may need a few stitches on the side of my head. They tell me I was unconscious for a few minutes.
You were out here when the tower blew?
Yeah, with Alex and Cal. Cal was climbing up the fool thing.
The tower? You were all near the tower when it blew up?
It seems so.
Where are the boys now? Are they all right?
Alex had a few cuts and bruises. Cal hurt his ankle when he jumped from the tower. And I guess the blast knocked us both out. The ambulance took him to the hospital.
Good heavens.
It's Cal I'm worried about. He was still unconscious when they left.
Oh, no. What happened?
That's the problem, Whit. I don't remember.
What don't you remember?
Any of it. I only know what I just told you because of what Alex said.
Okay, what's the last thing you do remember?
I was in the house, pacing around. You know how upset I've been.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I went up to the tower. I don't remember why, and it's like the blast just knocked it clear out of my mind.
But who blew up the tower? Well, not the boys, surely. Tom?
Yeah?
Who blew up the tower?
I don't know. It's all a blur.
Excuse me, Mr. Riley?
Oh, Officer Burke.
I'm sorry, Tom, but you'll have to come with me. I need to escort you to the hospital and then the station.
Station? Why?
We have good reason to believe that Tom blew up the tower.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all for coming. As you know, a lot of things have happened over the past few weeks that need to be covered with prayer. Unceasing prayer, for as long as it takes. I won't spend a lot of time talking, but will only remind us of the words of Jesus, that where two or more are gathered in his name, God will be with us and hear our prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Connie, will you begin?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone here.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Help us to pray, Lord, and to know what to pray for. I mean, things feel hopeless when we look at them from our point of view. But from your point of view, everything is under control, right?
Yes, thank you.
So, we pray for Tom Riley while he waits in jail for his trial to start. Give him peace and give his defense attorney wisdom to know how to present the truth.
Hello, Whit. Thanks for coming.
Oh, Tom. This is Michael Frazier. Now, he comes highly recommended as one of the best defense attorneys in the county.
It's good to meet you, Mr. Riley. I promise you that I'll do everything within my power to get you out of this jail.
So, what are we going to do?
Well, I've gone over the details of your case and have spent a lot of time working out the strategy for your defense. It's a complicated situation, but I think our approach can be very simple.
I can't wait to hear it.
You plead guilty, and we get you off by reason of insanity.
What?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Frazier. We never talked about that.
Well, it's the only way. I'll present everything about Novacom, what they've done to you and to the people of this town. I'll show how you were driven to do what you did. The jury will never convict you.
But he is not guilty.
And the evidence shows otherwise. It's all circumstantial, but the prosecution will make a meal out of it. The case against you is very strong.
No, there must be another way. Tom, tell him you didn't do it.
Oh, I wish I could, Whit, but... Well, I don't know. I don't remember. You know how I was feeling. It is possible I did blow up that tower.
This is our only hope. And it'll expose all of Novacom's crimes to the public. We'll get Mr. Riley out of jail and bring Novacom down in the process.
I don't like it.
Well, no offense, Mr. Whitaker, but you don't have to like it. Mr. Riley?
Call me Tom.
Aubrey, will you pray?
Well, I am new at this, but sure. Lord, we pray for Tom Riley's trial this morning. Help everyone to see what really happened.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Pierce, please begin your case for the prosecution.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my name is Frank Pierce. The defendant, Tom Riley, seems like a good citizen and a hard-working man. But the events of the past few weeks have shown us a side that you don't know. It is a vengeful part of his personality that willfully and maliciously created a bomb from the basic elements around his farm, then carefully timed those elements to explode at the base of the Novacom Tower. In a premeditated act of revenge against the company he blames for his wife's unfortunate mental condition. We will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Tom Riley is guilty. That while he was in full possession of his faculties, he had the motive and the means to do this terrible deed, even hurting two children in the process.
Lord, help the jury to have clear minds and understanding hearts, to see that what appears on the outside isn't what's real on the inside. Because I just can't believe that Tom would do this.
Officer Burke, did you find any evidence of explosives on Tom Riley's property?
The fertilizer we found in Mr. Riley's barn was the same type used to blow up the tower.
Would you say, in your experienced opinion, that Tom Riley had the means to assemble a powerful bomb and use it on the tower?
It looks that way. I'm sorry, Tom.
Lord, we remember what the psalmist said. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Help Tom to be strong, to have courage, and to keep his hope in you, as the witnesses testify.
Mr. Whitaker, you had a conversation with Tom Riley the afternoon before the tower exploded. What was the last thing Mr. Riley told you, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, you have to keep it in context.
Just answer the question. His last words to you, please.
He said he wished that he had never let Novacom build their tower on his land, and that he'd pull it down if he could.
God, we're really worried right now. Give us peace so that we know that you are in control. Please help us to accept your will, even if we don't understand it completely.
Your Honor, the prosecution has presented all the evidence we have to prove Tom Riley's guilt beyond a shadow of a doubt. The prosecution now rests its case.
Court adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Did Tom really blow up the tower? Will Cal be okay? It seems like things in Odyssey are going from bad to worse. Can anyone do anything about it? I'm glad Whit and the rest of the gang remember that even in the darkest times, we can trust that God is in control, and He can handle all of our burdens. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, "Cast all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Expect the Worst was written by John Beebe, Nathan Hubler, Kathy Waringa, and Marshall Younger, and directed by Kathy Waringa and Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us for our next show.